Today is Tuesday, March 26th. The title for our devotional is The King Weeps. Today we come to the second part of the triumphal entry narrative in Luke, which is Jesus' reaction as he rides into Jerusalem. This is rather surprising given the picture Luke has thus far painted. Jesus is the humble king riding into his kingdom on a donkey instead of a war horse. He is greeted by the people with joyous praise. The people are rolling out the red carpet for him and waving palm branches in the air. One would expect Jesus to react with joy or to be pleased in some respect. Instead, he weeps. We read in Luke 19:41-48, "And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you because you did not know the time of your visitation.'" Jesus again weeps at what should have been a joyous occasion. Why does he weep? The text says, "For the days will come," in verse 43, implying a future judgment of God. Jesus foresees what will happen in AD 70 when Rome will march on Jerusalem, lay siege to the city, and ultimately decimate it, destroying the temple. Since that day, almost 2,000 years ago, the temple has never been rebuilt. The reason for this judgment, Jesus indicates, to be their rejection of him. As we saw yesterday, there were differing reactions to Jesus the king. The king has arrived, but people reacted differently. The leaders of Jerusalem rejected him and turned him over to the Romans to be executed. In verse 42, Jesus is essentially saying, "If you only knew that accepting me would bring peace." Acceptance of Jesus is the only path to peace with God. Then, in the literal sense for Jerusalem, they could have been spared the judgment to come if they had only accepted Jesus, perhaps. Today, in the spiritual sense, we can be spared the eschatological judgment, that is, the judgment at the end, of God if we believe in Jesus as our King. So, this text has two primary applications. One, rejection of Jesus results in judgment. Because of our sin, we are all under the wrath of God. Belief in Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross, which atones for our sins, is the only way to escape the final judgment. God has mercifully provided a way of salvation for us in Jesus. It is a free gift that we must believe, accept, and trust in to be saved. Second, our reaction to those who reject Jesus should be the same as Jesus. He weeps for them. Jesus weeps for the very people who will soon turn him over to be crucified. The people who should have known better, the people who had the prophets and who had all of the prophecies of the Messiah to identify him and to recognize him, yet they rejected him, and their rejection meant his suffering and death. When people reject Jesus in our time today, it comes at far less personal cost to us, yet our response is often less compassionate. Instead of weeping for the lost, we fight a culture war with them. Instead of weeping for the lost, we get annoyed at their brokenness. Instead of weeping for the lost, we pridefully attempt to prove ourselves right with no regard for their persuasion. To weep for the lost, we must understand the horrible plight of God's judgment. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, Hebrews 10:31 says. The potentiality of this judgment should lead us to, first, weep for the lost, and second, share the good news of Jesus with them at every opportunity. Reflection time today. If you don't currently believe in Jesus, I invite you to put your faith in him for your salvation to escape the judgment to come. It's no small thing to be at odds with God, but God has graciously provided a way of salvation. When we believe that Jesus has taken our sin upon himself on the cross, and we pledge our loyalty to him as our Messiah and King, we enter into right relationship with God. This is a free gift of grace that we need only to accept, so I invite you to do that today. If you're a believer in Jesus, reflect on your heart towards the lost, even the religious lost, as was the case in our story today. Can you weep for them like Jesus? Pray for God to give you a heart of compassion.